Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
Guys, this weekend we did some nice things.
We did something truly incredible this weekend. It almost felt like 2010. Remember this?
Hashtag never forget.
Never forget, Baba. This past weekend marked a historic moment for South Africa and the African continent. For the first time ever, G20 Leaders Summit was hosted on African soil right here in South Africa. The summit held at the Johannesburg Expo Center on the 22nd and 23rd of November brought together leaders from the world's major economies, representing 85% of global GDP and two-thirds of the world's population.
I mean, look at us go, guys. Look at us go.
Guys, Ramaphosa did well. Shout out.
The theme, solidarity, equality, and sustainability, which sounds so bougie, guys. South Africa's presidency focused on issues that matter deeply to Africa and the global south, which includes climate finance, debt relief for developing nations, food security, very important, and inclusive economic growth. Beyond the policy headlines, it was also a showcase of South Africa's ability to host a world-class event. Okay, with over 40 countries and international organizations present. We were like, sit down, let's show you how it's done. It's a moment of pride and a reminder that Africa is stepping up as a key player in global affairs, and when we must, we can.
We can indeed. And now, to give us on the ground and on the ground perspective on what it was really like at the venue, the energy and the behind the scenes moment, we are joined by East Coast Radio's Newswatch team, Nushera Sudyal, who spent the entire weekend reporting from the heart of the G20 summit. Welcome to the show, Nushera Sudyal. How
are
you doing?
Hey guys, I'm good. I'm tired. Lekker. How are you?
Hey man, we are very excited about what happened this weekend. And you sound like you worked. You sound like you worked this weekend.
You got your 25,000 steps a day, hey Nushera.
5 hours of sleep since Friday, guys.
Oh man.
Oh my gosh.
5 hours.
So you were at the you were at the venue the entire weekend. We want to know the first thing. What was the energy like on the ground? Did it feel as historic as everyone is saying it felt?
I mean, it absolutely was. There was this like constant hum around Nasdaq, motorcades arriving, security convoys weaving through the crowd, delegates moving in tight clusters, translators darting between meetings. And guys, there were like 1,500 journalists accredited to attend and cover this event. It was a different ball game. And every time there was some sort of movement in the plenary, that was that room. I'm sure that's the one that everyone saw on their TVs. It was the room with the flags of the G20 member states in the background and that large round table where all the leaders were sitting. Every time there was movement in that room, there was movement in the media room that we were in. We were so close to them, guys. They were basically in the next room, and we were in this like world-class media center watching their every move on these huge big screens. And every few minutes, a spokesperson for DERCO or the presidency would come out and update us on what was going on in those plenaries. Between the plenary sessions, which were mostly closed to bilateral meetings, I feel like it was just back to back for these leaders. They must have been as tired as I am. But what really defined the atmosphere was the sense of Africa's moment, guys. Like South African officials, the AU representatives, even the volunteers, they seemed to walk with a bit more purpose.
Yes.
And it was the first G20 held on African soil, and our presidency emphasized that this must mark a shift in how global decisions include Africa. That message came through in almost every address.
Yes, we want to sit at the table. So now we've actually presented the table. Thank you so much. Nushera,
we've taken the table.
Yes, but we are the table, babes. We are the table. Now, Nushera, from your perspective, right, in between the Wi-Fi that was unbroken and the world-class media center and all the steps you had to do, your Fitbit is on fire, what were the biggest talking points or, in your opinion, like standout moments from the summit that you believe KZN in particular listeners should know about, things we should care about?
Oh, guys, there were so many moments for me, but I think I must just speak about two. One that I saw with my own eyes and the other as in how are we going to be affected by this. So the first one was when the summit opened on Saturday and President Cyril Ramaphosa had his opening remarks. And I think the cameras kept rolling after that when they should not have been. That's when we found out that South Africa had pulled off an early, you know, diplomatic win, if you want to call it, steering leaders towards consensus and securing that adoption of the leaders' declaration right at the start of the summit. And traditionally, I believe that happens at the very end of the summit, and especially because there was so much uncertainty around that declaration. You know, it's common knowledge now, and I have to mention the U.S., it's common knowledge that the U.S. was boycotting the summit, and they warned South Africa before this that they cannot adopt that declaration in their absence. And I spoke to an expert yesterday just to ask him, you know, like, how did it look this early the early adoption of the leaders' declaration, and she said it was almost like South Africa and the rest of the world blue ticked Donald Trump over the and basically were like, hell no.
Shout out, man. It's also very nice to hear that for the first time as South Africans, we came to the party.
Yeah, these are policy
up early.
We did. We had
no such thing as African time.
Guys, we had it's ducks early. And they were clean and they were ready.
Shout out,
beautiful,
man.
Beautiful work. Nashira, listen, go and get some rest. I assume that you're taking 3 weeks not to lie down. Thank you very much for the hard work that you and obviously everybody at Newswatch, you've been finding all weekend. And just, yeah, thank you so much.
Amazing
and also
stuff, man.
For coming back and telling
guys,
us the truth.
Safe.
Thank you so much.
There you
thank
go, man.
So much. Guys, it was fun.
Yeah,
thank you.
That Bye is Nashira Sudhir from our East Coast Radio Newswatch team. Must be nice, eh, to experience a road with no potholes.
Yeah.
Just putting that out there.
Get hooked on good vibes. Stacey and Chase Boo. Monday to Friday from 3 p.m. on East Coast Radio.